Once I found the VA industry, I couldn't unsee it. And I just went all in because I felt like my choice, the alternative was to go back to a 9 to 5. I did not want that to happen. So in 3 days, I had booked a 2K a month client. And in 30 days, had booked 4 dream clients. In my first full month as a VA, I hit a 5K a month.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of 3 young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
Hello, hello. When I was thinking about what I wanted to share with you and what I wanted to talk about today, I was like, wow, what if I shared some of the gold nuggets, what I wish I knew when I got started as a virtual assistant, because there's a couple key misconceptions or myths, or just, you know, you're like, okay, I need to have this in place before I can do this. And I want to break down for you the things that I've found in building out my own business and building the business and life of my dreams. If you know this, you will be able to collapse time, expedite your results, get to your dream life and business quicker. But a little backstory, in case you are new here, my name is Bree. I'm a mom of 3. I live in Minnesota. And before I had kids, truly my identity and concept of self and my worth was all tied to my career. I grew up in the era where the online space is not what it is today. And so the rhetoric was you go to college, you get a job, you climb the ladder, you get raises, and you get promotions. And that is how you define your success and your worth and your contribution to society was based on these external accomplishments. And it was very much, there's a one way to do it. This is how you do it. And then I had my first child and everything changed. Everything changed. I did go back to work and I only made it 3 months. And I cried every day and realized my priorities had completely changed. But also, I still wanted that connection. I wanted the community. I wanted purpose. I wanted autonomy. And so it was really redefining what not just life looked like, but also who I was as a mom, but still wanting to have that sense of self, that autonomy, Bree as a woman, as a person. And so I jumped into the direct sales industry and I was in there for 5 years. It was tons of fun, got to travel, speak on stage, saw success, but even hitting the number one sales spot in the company, the commissions were our monthly grocery bill as a family of 5. And literally, I felt like I was glued to my phone, sending out messages, relying on people to buy or to join to see tangible income in my business. And around that time of, you know, hitting the success and just coming off of a speaking event for the company that I was working with, my husband said something to me that completely changed the game. And when he said this, I could not unsee it. I couldn't unhear it. It landed in my body and everything I'd done up to that point no longer felt aligned with where I wanted to go. Here is what he said. He said, Bree, all that time that you are spending on someone else's business, what if you put that into your own business? I was like, whoa, I love this. Like, yes, sign me up. Okay. And also, what in the world do I do? That sounds like a great idea in theory. And I love it. I'm here for it. But my own business, what do I want to do? Do I want to teach? Do I want to provide a service? Do I want to have a product? What does this look like? And one of the first things I did was hire a business coach. I hired a mentor to help me get clarity on what this could look like and also what steps to take, because I had never done anything like this before. And I knew that I didn't really want to, do 50,000 Google searches and listen to hours of podcast episodes to try and piece together some kind of step-by-step. I wanted someone to tell me exactly what to do to collapse time and expedite my results. And it was amazing. I got a lot of clarity. And then there came a time about 6 months into that process. And I was like, okay, it's time to get real. Like, I'm doing the things, I'm showing up, taking the steps, starting to build that like, no trust with my audience as an expert. But I was not yet seeing in my business this explosive boom of growth and income and, all the things. And I remember one of my mentors at the time was like, Bree, it's time to get resourceful. And it was in that time that I found the virtual assistant industry. And I was at this point in my life where I knew like, okay, I either need to go back and get a 9-to-5, like, give up stay-at-home motherhood. I need to help my family out financially. It was, the economy has changed so much. I've been a mom coming up on almost 7 years now. And I feel like and if you agree, let me know. Like, I feel like the prices of groceries and gas have doubled, yet salaries, like corporate salaries, my husband's job, his salary did not double. And so suddenly it's like, you walk out of the grocery store with a bag, you have five things, and it's $100 later. And I was feeling this squeeze in motherhood. And I knew I didn't want to live like this. Like, I wanted to skip down the aisles of Target and pick out, the cute shoes for my girls. And then, oh, that's a cute lamp. Like, go to Disneyland, all the things. I wanted to have a yes life. And so I found the virtual assistant industry. And it was, again, like when my husband had said, hey, Brie, like all that time you're putting into someone else's business, what if you did this for your own? It was that same jolt of like, this is it. Like, I cannot unsee what I see here. And here's what I loved about the virtual assistant industry. I loved that I could leverage my professional background. Even though I'd been a stay-at-home mom for over 5 years at the time, I could use the skill set, the professional experience that I found and had in my professional career. I loved that I could set my own schedule and that it was entirely flexible. I could work, 30 minutes in the morning while my kids were eating breakfast, during nap time, after they went to bed. Like, truly, I could pick when I wanted it to work for me. I loved that. I also loved that I could work with inspiring business owners, people who were doing really cool, really good things in the world. And a funny backstory on that, how I even found the virtual assistant industry, it was a job position that was on Indeed, didn't mention anything about the VA industry. It was this coach out of LA. She was a life coach. And I think it was specific to women, supporting and lifting up women. And it was 15 hours a week. Set my own schedule, doing email management, calendar management, light social media, like all these things that having had a background in direct sales and even in my professional career, I'm like, I can do that in my sleep. This sounds so fun. And she ended up a couple of days after posting it, she just pulled the posting away. So nothing ever came of that. But I was like, how do I find more opportunities like this? This truly sounds like a dream, something I can do from home alongside my kids. And so I went down this like breadcrumb trail on the internet, like detective, magnifying glass, like, where do I find more of these roles? And eventually I found them and they were inside the virtual assistant industry. And I realized too, it was like, there's so many of these, like, oh my gosh. So I loved that I got to work with really inspiring entrepreneurs, people doing such good things in the world. And once I found the VA industry, I couldn't unsee it. And I just went all in because I felt like my choice, the alternative was to go back to a 9-to-5. I did not want that to happen. So in 3 days, I had booked a 2K a month client. And in 30 days, had booked 4 dream clients. In my first full month as a VA, I hit a 5K month. And that's when I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the world's best kept secret. Like, that's more take home pay than I had in my corporate career as a director. And so I'm just wildly obsessed with this industry. I will shout it from the rooftops until the day I die. Like, I love it so much. I feel like it allows moms to be moms again. Whether you work a 9-to-5 and you want to be home with your kids, or you are home, but you feel this financial squeeze and pressure, and maybe you just want something for yourself. You want to use your adult brain again. The VA industry gives you that. So I hope and know that you are here for a reason. Like, you want to build that dream life alongside your children. You want to give them a yes life. You want to say yes to the trips, yes to the experiences, yes to the activities, yes to the education, yes to them pursuing and fulfilling their dreams too. And I'm so excited to, pass on those success codes and share with you some of the most pivotal things that made myself successful, and also the codes that I do pass on to my students in my programs, helping them launch, book out, and scale their businesses in Montivier. So, a couple of things, and these are based on my own experience, and then also in having worked with hundreds of moms who are launching, booking out, and scaling their VA businesses. One of the biggest things that I hear is this: how do I become a VA if I've never worked as a VA? So here's what I want you to know. This is success code number one. You don't need prior VA experience to book out your virtual assistant business and be wildly successful, wildly profitable. Truly, you get to leverage your professional background. If it's been 10 years, if it's been 5 years, if it's been 2 years, it all counts. And this is what your clients are so thrilled to have you in their business for. Say that you've done sales and marketing in your professional career. Even if you've been home with your kids for 5 years, you get to use that and you get to bring those skills, that experience, your wisdom into someone's business. And it's wildly valuable. So I want to encourage you to drop any kind of feeling or pressure of like, how am I going to do this if I don't have VA experience? Because you don't need it at all. The most important thing that you need is the willingness to learn, to grow, to ask good questions, to do your own research. So, you don't need prior VA experience to book out your business. You get to leverage your professional background. You get to leverage what you already know. My favorite example and story of this is Greta. She was in the founding cohort of Mom to VA, and she'd had an incredible professional career in a tech company. But it had been 6, 7 years ago. She had had 5 kids in the span of 6 years, and she was in the trenches. She was knee deep in motherhood, but she was really feeling this pull and this tug on her heart of like, I just really want something of my own, and I want to contribute to my family. And I know there's something more out there for me, but I don't yet know what it was. And she wasn't even aware that the VA industry even existed. But we had actually worked together at that tech company where she'd had all this amazing experience. And so she saw me talking about it and she's like, what is this? And she decided, she's like, yep, this is it. This is what I'm going to do because I love tech and I love helping people with their tech, like making it make sense. And in the span of 1 week, she had booked her dream client and worked with her for a long time. But what's so cool about that is her one of her questions too when she went in is, well, I haven't interviewed in years. I haven't, worked out of the home in years. Like, how is someone going to see me and respect me as a professional if this is the case? And I was able to, help her kind of reframe that thought and just remind her, like, your professional experience is why your clients book you. And a note on that too is everything counts. Like, say you've had retail experience, service-based industry experience, all of that counts too, because you can pull out and extract overarching themes like customer service, for example. Client experience is absolutely massive. If people are running businesses and programs, they need someone to support their clients. And so, if you've worked retail for years, you can bring that customer service, business operations, business management skill set into someone's online business. So it all counts. You don't need prior VA experience. And, I see a lot of people are like, oh, like, I kind of feel stuck in this. Like, I feel like I need some experience. So the other thing that I want you to know is that every single VA started out with no experience. Every single one. They started a new business, and you get to be that too. And we're going to talk a little bit more in this training about how to leverage that and like really expedite the momentum of booking out your business. But just know you don't need prior VA experience. One of the things I love to play with is like creativity and ideas around how to best support my communities and my programs and my clients, all of that. And so one of the things we actually just did in Mom to VA to kind of get over this like hurdle of not having experience is to put together an internship program. So you can get paired with coaches and business owners that also maybe have not worked with a VA yet, but are considering it, and get that experience. So then when you go into like booking out your business, you don't have to say, well, I've never done a VA role before. I've never worked with the clients. You can bring that confidence and that momentum in too. So super fun kind of thinking as a way too. And you know, if you're not in Moms to VA, even thinking about how you could offer something like that to your network to get experience and in return, get testimonials, and then take that into booking your next clients. Okay. So number two is, this is such an important note too, because if you think about the virtual assistant industry, it's this big bubble. And within that, you can really specialize and you can be an operations manager, you can be a marketing manager, you can be a social media manager. Like you really get to dial in on what you love doing and what you're passionate about. And so my biggest tip for you, this is something that I wish I knew when I was going in, is to not call yourself a virtual assistant, but actually call yourself an expert in what you do. So say that you offer admin services, you can be an administrative expert in that. Or if you do business operations, you can be a business operations expert. And this really helps position you as well beyond just, you know, starting entry level rates. So the rates for a new VA are generally $25 to $30 an hour. And then from there, truly, the more you can specialize and be an expert in something, like the rates, I mean, $150 an hour, $80 an hour, $50 an hour, like all of that is when you can find that area of expertise. So the biggest thing for you in thinking about this is to do an inventory brain dump of all your experience. And from there, look for those themes again, like we just talked about in tip number one, too, is pick out 3 to 5 themes that you have done. If it's business operations, social media, graphic design, copywriting, all of that. And then what is the one area where you're like, if I could do this all day, every day, I would be in heaven, your zone of genius, where you lose track of time. That is what you want to be an expert in. And so even as you're building your portfolio, position yourself as an expert in that area, go beyond the virtual assistant industry and become a league of your own. And then my last success code for you is to start with the end in mind. And this is something I did do. And if I were to go back, I would do it even more so. And here's what I mean by this is, you know, a lot of times when we start something new, we're like, oh, I would be so glad if I booked a client, I'd be so happy. But I want to encourage you to think and get clarity on your ideal dream business. Like, what do you actually want to create? Income, schedule, like, do you want to build a new house? Like, where do you want to be? Who would you be in this life? An example there too is when I was thinking about what do I want to name my business, I knew that I wanted to build something massive. And so I didn't just call it, you know, the Bree Show. I called it the Kane Collective, which is my last name, and thinking through of agency. And so for you, like, you know, starting with more than just like the first step, where do you want to go? What do you want to build? How massive do you want it to be? If you want to build a six-figure business, for example, it will be set up very differently than it would be if you wanted to build a 2K a month business. And so thinking through, if you know where you're going, then you can intentionally and strategically set up your business to be a match for that from day one. And I tell you, when you do this, it happens a lot faster. I always, one of my business principles was, I'm going to make my dreams and goals wildly audacious, because I know that everything along the way will be a byproduct. And what I would say on that note too is, you know, anytime you do something new, there's that question of like, what steps do I take? What strategy? Like, am I asking the right questions? How do I do contracts? All of that. And I found in my own journey, truly pivotal is to invest in people who have done what you want to do, because they're going to be able to expedite your results, collapse time, help get you there faster than if you were trial and erroring. And so I, you know, from day one was very I don't want to say aggressive, but very intentional and strategic about always investing in people and programs and mentorship to help get me where I want to go. And even recently, I just refined kind of my next vision and iteration for my business and hired a new mentor. And this mentor has built massive businesses, helped his clients build massive businesses. And so that too gets to be this iteration as well, is like you build this business. And then as you're starting to take action, being, doing, you get so much clarity. You're like, wow, I've learned so much from this. And I really see this need here. Like, I want to go here. This lights me up. And constantly iterating, evolving. Like, life is this evolution, and you should be evolving and growing in the midst of that too. If you and your business are the same as it was 2 years ago, I'd be like, okay, it's time to mix it up. Let's go play. So know and give yourself permission to always be in alignment with your dreams and goals, and know that as you continue to move and grow, those are going to move and grow as well. And it gets to be this really fun game and really fun experience. So in the context of a virtual assistant business, aligning with from day one, before you have clients, who are you as a fully booked virtual assistant? What do you say? What do? What do you wear? You know, what does your business look like? Who are the clients that you're working with? And from there, if you have that vision of six-figure Sally, as an example, you can work backwards. And you know that if you show up in this six-figure energy and identity, you might not always know how or the perfect strategy, but when you start with who, like who would you need to be? And then you can think about, you know, if you were the six-figure VA, who would you need to be? And what would this person be doing? What are some of the strategic things that they would do in their life and their business that are congruent with their goals and their vision and where they want to go? So I really encourage you to start with the end in mind. Think big picture. And, you know, 2K months might be absolutely life-changing, but what would your life look like if you were earning 10K a month? How would that feel? If that lights you up in your body, go for it. Freaking go for it. And I want you to know it's so possible. It's so doable. I always believe that if you have a desire and a dream on your heart, you see someone doing something that you want to do, it's there for a reason. Trust that. It ignites the desire in you. It ignites the pathway. And one of the most powerful things that you can do in life and business is follow that which lights you up, that which feels alive. So I want to encourage you, go after your dreams, get after it. It is, if you have it in your body, that dream and desire, it is meant for you. And one of the most powerful things, like how I look at it, is like, I want to have no regrets. I know, and playing in this energy of anything is possible, I know that anything is possible. And I don't want to look back and be like, dang, I really wish that I had went for it. So I encourage you to trust that tug and pull in your heart. You are meant for this, and you see other women doing it. So why not you? Why not you? It is meant for you. Okay, I hope this was helpful. To recap, you do not need prior virtual assistant experience to book out your VA business. You get to leverage your professional background. Every single VA started out without experience. And when they, we'll skip to tip number three, is when you can align with your fully booked VA self. Who, when you start with who instead of how, this is so powerful because the how becomes clear when you know who you have to be in this reality. And then my last tip for you is, instead of being a virtual assistant, what can you specialize in? Call yourself an expert in something. And remember, you're an expert in your experience. You're an expert in your skills. Everything you need to build and book out your six-figure VA business, you already have. You already have it. It's all there, ready, waiting for you. All you have to do is claim it and say, yes, this is mine. This is meant for me. This is my next step. Ah, I'm so excited for you. You may have seen. So last week, we had a really fun, special, exciting promotion going for Mom to VA. And we closed the doors on Thursday. And then literally like my DMs, emails, everyone's like, what? What? I want info. I didn't get all the info. And so we decided for 48 hours, we opened back up the doors. And what I will say is this, you may not see this investment level ever again. We are going to the moon, and I am so clear on the ROI, the success stories, like the incredible transformations of the moms in Mom to VA, helping you build and scale a 5K a month VA business. So if you want to get in, now is the time. Now is the time. And we've been, it's so fun too, because I love to listen to all of you. It's like, what would be most helpful to you in building and booking out your VA business as quickly as possible? And so one of the things that we just added was the internship program and, you know, a couple others. So we're constantly like iterating, like, how can we help you crush it quicker, faster, better, have more fun? Oh, I love having fun in business. Business gets to be this playground. So anyways, if you want to move fast, you know, you're like, yes, that 5K a month VA business is for me. Mom to VA is the place for you. We have over 200 moms in there. It's this beautiful lifelong family. Like truly, you are in there for life. The connections and the friendships you have are alongside you for life. And I love it too, because, you know, going back to our conversation about the world where we grew up versus now is so different. But growing up in that, you know, you're kind of taught and told like there's this one way, like the corporate way, your employee, you know, 9 to 5, all of that. And we're like, no, like we're going to rebel against that. We see another way, another path. We get to be home. We get to have this dream income, this dream life. And not everyone gets it, but there's this power of being in spaces and being in communities of people who do get it and who are living their life in that energy and that belief. And when you can surround yourself with it, it becomes normalized. I'm sure you've heard, you know, it's like you are the 5 people that you surround yourself with. So why not surround yourself with powerhouse women and moms who are going to the moon, claiming their dream lives and businesses, that any freaking thing is possible. This is us. I love you so much. If you have questions, you want to snag those 10K and bonuses and savings for Mom to VA, you are ready to book out your 5K month VA business to have the life and business of your dreams, send me a message. Let's chat. Let's get you going. You are meant for this. I love you so much.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Bree Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.